Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, radio listeners. God bless you wherever you may be this morning. I pray that you are in the presence of the Lord. I pray, praise God, that all is well with you and your family, and all is well with you. This morning, this is your radio pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministry. I'm blessed to be here today, and I thank God that he has allowed me once again to come on the air this morning, and it's nothing but Jesus. I am so excited today, praise God, knowing that this is a new day, and this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and I pray that you rejoice with me. This morning, we are coming to you, praise God, from the Anointed Word International Ministries and with Pastor Ola Starling. But this morning, let us pray, praise God, because we know that time is of essence. And this morning, oh Father, we thank you once again, God, for allowing us to come before you this morning to bring the word of life to the people, knowing, praise God, that everything is going down but the word of God. And this morning, God, I am excited to know, praise God, that you allow me, praise God, as, praise God, one of your servant maids, praise God, to come to bring forth the word of life today. Bless those, God, that are listening. Bless those, praise God, that are sitting by, praise God, need a word of encouragement. And bless those, Father God, that seek after you to be saved. It is so simple to be saved. If you will read, praise God, Romans 10th, the 10th chapter of Romans, it explains everything. It's not a hard thing. It's just thing that you need to give up and be willing to neglect, praise God, to come to receive eternal life. It's all about eternal life, my people. It's not about, praise God, how, praise God, it's been taught or who's bringing it. It's about receiving eternal life. If you can believe, if you can confess, believe, you can receive the eternal life with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to pray, praise God, thank you for listening. Pray that you be encouraged. And we are going into the word, amen. And this morning, the word is coming, praise God, from the 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 14, and Joshua 13 through 14. And this morning, praise God, we're going to be talking about the tragedy, yes, Lord, the tragedy of what unbelief. Do you not know, praise God, you can miss heaven by not believing? And praise God, it's easy to do because, praise God, we're moved sometimes by what we, praise God, assume that is right or how we look at it, praise God. But unbelief is a tragedy. And this morning in Corinthians 10, 1-14, explains to us, praise God, the relevance of the Old Testament. It gives it to us. And there are verses, this verse, things that was written was for our example. But whatever he wrote in the old, he brought it to the new because he wanted us to have an understanding. And these verses that I'm going to talk to you about today, it states that these things were written for us to understand. This lesson is addressing the adultery, which means was taking place. Anything in our lives above God is an adultery. It's an adultery. To worship God means to hold him in the highest place, submitting oneself to him. That's what he wants from us. That's all he wants from us. Praise God. He don't want your money. He don't want your singing, your dancing. He wants you to submit to him. Praise God. Praise God, to worship him. You were only created to worship the truth and the living God. Amen. And through this passage, God is saying that the Israelites were all guided by Moses, by going through the clouds in the day and the pillar of fire at night. God was still providing. He was providing. And they all passed over on dry land, meaning they went through the Red Sea and were saved from Pharaoh's army. Not one soul was lost. Come on, Jesus. In the verse 4, praise God, in Corinthians verse 4, they all drink of the spiritual drink, meaning they knew of the Lord's deliverance and were looking and by his faith towards the Messiah, the coming of the Savior. They knew, praise God, of his deliverance. They knew it. Now in verse 5, it also says that in spite of all the knowledge of God, they had demonstration of his power God was not pleased with some of them. Now, what was that? Because of their disobedience, which was sin and which is sin. It brought about its natural results, and most of them never saw the promised land. They believed enough, praise God, to get out of Pharaoh's barn. But as soon as they got away from Pharaoh, they got into the wilderness, and they began to neglect God. Very dangerous, a dangerous thing to do, praise God, because you cannot hoodwink God. God knows your every thought, and he knows your motive behind what you do. Amen. And Moses led the people to Kadesh Barnea, which was on the south border of the land of Canaan. And he then sent spies into the land to gather intelligence for the coming invasion. See, God had promised to protect them and make them victoriously. But when the 8 of the 10 spies came back, they reported that the land was inhabited by giants, and the land would eat up them. But the people believed the spies in spite of what God had said, and they began to murmur against Moses, started to choose a new leader. Now, see, this is what people do when they don't hear the voice of God. They go and do and make their own assumptions and start doing what they want to do, and it can lead to death or tragedy. Being an unbeliever is tragedy. And it is not, and that's amazing that God had done all these miracles before them and had brought them this far. He done brought them out of Pharaoh's barn. He done fed them while they was in Pharaoh's land. He done brought them through the Red Sea. When they get over to the wilderness, he feeds them with quails and mammon from heaven, water to drink. How so easy can you forget the things that God do for us, and we begin to murmur? Yes. And see, and God was upset about that. But they went and they wanted to return to the slavery in Egypt. But yet Moses, Aaron, and 2 of the spies believed God, and Caleb and Joshua stood up, and they tell the people and they encourage the people to believe God. Can you see what God has done for you? Can you see where he brought you from? And this is the way we is right today. God has did so much for us and is doing so much for us, but we are so quick to forget what he has done and what he is doing for us. You need to look back over your life and see, look where God has brought you from and catch hold to your belief. Joshua said, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into the land and give us a land which flows with the milk and honey. Oh, rebellious, not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, that they are bread for us. They are there, he was in our defense. He departed us from Pharaoh, and the Lord is with us. Fear not. Be not afraid. Romans 14, 6 and 10. But the people respond when they heard the message was to take up stones to kill them and thus silence the message that exposed their unbelief and unfaithfulness to God. See, people don't want you to talk about the unfaithfulness and the disobedience to God because people will rather take your life. You know some people today, I know some people not doing things that is not in prison in God's sight, but if you confront these people, they will take up stones and they will kill you because they do not want to be exposed in their unbelief and their unfaithfulness. But it's okay, for there come a day that it will be exposed. Amen. And then also, praise God, it says in Numbers 14, 10, 11, says God's glory then appeared in the tabernacle. He showed up. God then tested Moses and told Moses, how long will these people provoke me, Moses? These people you got, these people that I gave you, how long will they provoke me? How long will they be there in their error? Will they believe me not? And for all the signs which I have shown among them, I will smite them with pestilence. And I will make thee a greater nation and a mightier than they. But Moses loved God, God's people. And he stated in his heart, Father, I am jealous for them. And I'm jealous because of God's testimony before the lost. Excuse me. With all their heart, he believed God and wanted God's will to be done. And Moses' response was this. Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear, if thou do this thing, Father, if you kill these people in the wilderness, because the word has already gone out that you have brought them through the Red Sea, that you have delivered them into the wilderness, and that you have provided food for them, all of this testimony and all of your good deed that you have done will go back. And then the people would say in Egypt, you killed the people because you could not perform the miracle. Amen. He said, God, don't do this, because if you do, they're going to try and mock you. Because the Lord was not able to bring the people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he slayed them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my God be great, according to as thou hast spoken. The Lord is long-suffering, and his grace, mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, bidding the iniquity of the fathers upon the children until the third and the fourth generation. Do you not know that things you do in this life will follow your children through generations? You can curse them or you can bless them, but your sins and your iniquities will fall upon the father and upon the children of the generations. Yes. And then he says, pardon me, God, pardon me, Father. Just pardon me. I beseech thee the iniquities of the people according to the greatness of thy mercy, Lord. And as thou hast forgiven these people from Egypt even unto now, he has forgiven them even unto now. God's natural nature is to show unmerited favor. That's his nature, to show unmerited favor, which is grace. And he responds, Father, to forgive, but unbelief has his consequences. Unbelief has its consequences. The Bible declared, in order to please God, you must be a believer. You must be a believer of him. You got to please him. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. But you must be a believer of him. If he said he would do it, he would do it. And the Lord said, I pardon according to the word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with my glory of the Lord. Because all those men which had seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me not these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, truly they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers. The Bible said, if you don't believe and you put your hand to the plow and you turn back, he said, you shall not even see the kingdom of God. You won't even look at it, because God hates unbelief. God has chastened them and sent them to wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. Because of disobedience, the children wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. They wore the same clothes, the same shoes, everything. They had nothing. They couldn't go to Walmart, or they couldn't go to Macy's, or they couldn't go to Kmart. They couldn't go to any of these stores. They had to wear the same clothes for 40 years. They wandered in the wilderness in a circle for 40 years. And guess what, my friend? The feet didn't swell. The shoes didn't rot out. The clothes didn't wear out. What a God. But before them was the time, before them, just before they committed the sin of unbelief, there was the land of milk and honey sitting right before their eyes. And God had showed it to them. But because of the mighty ways and the way they had promised to give it to them, because he loved them and wanted them to use them as his witness to the lost world. But they would not believe him. They got into self. They listened to the enemy. And they lost their inheritance from the Lord. They lost it. And God wanted them to be a witness unto the world. But they would not believe him. And because they did not believe God, all the children of Israel who were 20 years older and older died in the wilderness. They didn't even come out. because they did not believe God. All the children of Israel who were 20 years old, older, died in the wilderness. God's testimony was not ruined by their failure. The Canaanites were happy to see them fall. Do you not know the devil is glad to see you falling for you not to believe God? Do you not know that the devil is not going down by himself? Do you know the devil does not walk alone? He don't even sleep alone. Do you know the devil don't care nothing about you? He don't want you to believe because he know, praise God, he know, praise God, the destruction and unbelief because it happened to him. And he surely don't want you to believe anything else. But God had dried up the waters of the Red Sea for them to cross over, fed them in the wilderness, provide them with all their needs. But as soon as the Canaanites heard this report, they rejoiced for their failure. And because when they heard these things, they was rejoicing. But as soon as we heard these things, our heart did melt because we were hurt. Why did these people not listen to God and follow him and listen to him and do what he asked them to do? Obedience is better than a sacrifice. It is a tragedy to be an unbeliever. It is a dangerous thing to be an unbeliever. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth and beneath. He's God of all. He's God of all people. He just said the unbelief, the people of today is so unbelieving. But this for 40 years after Israel sent in their first spies from Canaan to Barney, the Canaanites knew of the power of God, and they for 40 years earlier were afraid of God's people. Can you imagine that they hoped God was true with these adulterous people and for 40 years heard they were still? See, that's how the devil do. Sometimes things happen, you people say, oh, child, she this and she that. They don't hear from them. When they see you, they're like, oh, my God, she still is. That's right. God got me. God got me. You worried about how I'm falling. He raising me up. Because I look to heaven, which comes my help. Can you imagine that? Many people want to see you fall and see you stumble. They don't want to see you succeed. Can you imagine? When they saw these people still living in 40 years in the wilderness? I had one lady tell me, she said, they told me you were dead. I said, yeah, God resurrected me. Dead what? Dead to sin. But they told me, yeah, when she saw me, she almost had a heart attack. I said, what? Are you serious? I walk in the restaurant, somebody said, Charlie told me you had passed. I said, well, you already know. Flesh and bones eat what I'm getting ready to eat. They're all alive and much alive. But you see, this is what people do when they don't know about you, God was still protecting them in spite of the fact he was chastening them. He did not forsake them. Yes, they were not allowed to possess the land, but God fed them, and he kept them, and he kept their clothes and their shoes from wearing out. Can you imagine just wearing a pair of shoes for 40 years and then the clothes for 40 years? What? I'm trying to wrap my mind around that 40 years of a pair of shoes and clothes, and you never have to go to the store and buy this and that for 40 years. Ah, oh, Jesus. And by the way, to those who preach the heresy that one can lose their salvation by disobeying God, this will be quite a revelation to you. God never forsakes or turns his back on those whom he saves. He never does. He never does. God promised to Jacob and Caleb that he would honor their faith and that they would enter the land and possess it. It is interesting and very revealing that God said what God said about Caleb. He said, Caleb, my servant Caleb, because you have had another spirit with him and has allowed me to meet and followed me fully. You didn't sway. You were disobedient, but you followed me fully. Will I bring it to the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it? But now you're saying spirit. Now the first thing somebody says, oh, he got a demonic spirit. No, ma'am, he does not. The devil is a liar. That spirit that Caleb had that caused him to want to be, to attempt, was not tempted to sway or follow after other gods. There was not a spirit of evil. The spirit that Caleb had caused him to want to attempt great things for the Lord and go and take the land. You know what kind of spirit it was? It was a spirit of belief. He truly believed God. When you get the spirit of belief, there is nothing under the sun that can stop your progress. Because the Lord is right there with you. Because he loves the believer. He loves the believer, but he deals with, and his heart goes out to the unbeliever. He wanted to do everything God had told him to do. And because of his spirit of belief, he believed it. If God said it, hallelujah, hallelujah, he believed it. Jesus, he believed it. But so many today in our churches are being swept along with the crowd. They attend church. And they went, they want all the blessings of God. They want it. Give me the blessing. Give me the blessing. I want the blessing. Lord, I need it. Lord, I need it. But they would give the same answer that Hebrews would if you asked them if they believe God. You know what they would say? Yes. If you asked them, did they want to possess the land of Canaan? You know what they would say? Yes. They really do not believe God. And they are too, and they too were being tested. God tests you by your faith. He tests our faith and commitment to him. Before God uses anyone to serve him, listen to me carefully, he tests them to prove their faith and to be real, to see how real you can be. But then when he finds that out, guess what he does? He reads out the unbeliefs. Israel was tested at Kadesh Barnea. Before they laid the great blessings of God, before then it was a beautiful and wonderful land they would possess, raising their family, living godly lives, and experiencing all the blessing of the true and the living God. Hallelujah. Jesus. All of that was promised. But it would not take effect and great effect. It would mean putting God first in their lives and taking his will and following his directions and being tested and proven by faith. It really was to obey God and do what he has called you to do and make sure that you do all the promises that he has given to you, you will receive it. He was just, you're going to be tested. You must be tested. God just don't reach and get you because he likes the way you look or the way you talk or the way you walk. You will be tested by the fire. They wanted to be part of God for doing what God wanted them to do, but not doing their personal will to commit to their lives, their family, and all of them to see God's work is accomplished. It would be Joshua who would lead the children of Israel into the land of Canaan and possess it. Through his leadership and obedience to God, Israel would win to read. And if we ask ourselves today, why is our life so in shambles? Do you believe God? Are you a believer or an unbeliever? It is a dangerous thing to be an unbeliever. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. And his plan could never be overtaken because he has the best plan for your life. Are you a believer today? Do you believe that Jesus is coming back? Do you believe that Jesus is talking? Do you believe that Jesus is who he say he is? Do you? Do you believe that? Well, it says here, this gives us a great insight into where sin was. There was not only their open worship and idols, but God was saying that there were adulteries. That means that verse means that They were very seriously, they were not, you know, they were not connected to God. They were worship of idols. They were worship of idols, but was not serious, devoted to God. They wanted God's blessing, but they were not willing to work for the Lord. They placed other things in their lives before the Lord. I believe the word of God says that every man, he says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these other things I will add unto you. You're seeking after the wrong things. There's nothing wrong with eating or drinking or playing. But what displeased God was that they had made these God good things, the things that they were doing into gods, into idols, and they was placing them before the Lord. They were not willing to fight to take the land. They were not interested in a life of ease. The Lord Jesus speak to the Jews and gave them power for truth. And Matthew's, praise God, thank you, Jesus, just said it, hallelujah. In Matthew 6:33, but first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, God, our creator, our righteous, our holy God, he deserved the first place, and he will not take second place behind your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your pastor, your children, your job, none of this, your careers. He will not take second place. They're idols, but we put before him, and this is why you think he's going to bless you. You must first seek the kingdom, and all these things God will give unto you. We are working backwards. And it said it, for it pleases the Father that in him shall all fullness dwell. That means, it say, that passage is saying that we are to put Christ first in everything, because in him is everything we need. Hallelujah. Why are you putting it backwards? We're scuffling, we're struggling, because we plan, but we plan backwards. It is a dangerous thing to be an unbeliever. Believe God. Believe God. And watch and see how he worked it out. He said, I have a plan for your life. Their unbelief affected even their children. Listen to me. The verse says that it will bear and it will show that their unbelief affects their children. Can we grasp that in reality? That these disobedient parents put their children through the rigorous of 40 years of wandering in the wilderness instead of growing up with the benefits and blessings of God in the land of milk and honey? They were raised in a bleak and an ugly desert with all its hardship. Listen to me carefully. Your unbelief separates you from your God. And unbelief carries a stain. I'm here to say to you today, my friend, seek the Lord while he might be found, because there will come a time that he will not be around. Know that unbelief carries a stain, and it carries it through the generations. Seek the Lord. This is a strong word, meaning to turn away from all apart and from idols as fast as you can and fight it with all your might, even to the point of panic. Seek Jesus. Seek the Lord. Find him that you might deliver yourself and your family. If you're not saved today, read Romans 10th chapter, because if you can confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, you shall be saved. May the Lord bless you and keep you. And don't forget, praise God, go to facebook.com/back Pastor Ola Starling, and you can listen to the messages that have been preached for your luck and your liking. You be blessed. Until the next time, God bless you.